Kinyan Chaf Ches, the 28th Kinyan of the Memches Devarim, Shatera Niknis Bahen, is Ahov, to be loved, be a beloved. The Maharal, Derech HaChaim, writes that you have to be Ahov both to Hashem and to the Briyos. You have to be beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beloved by the people around you. And he says, because definitely, surely, person who is not beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem just won't give him from his Torah. And it also has to be an Ahuv ala Briyos, because through being an Ahuv ala Briyos, that way you can become closer to the Torah. Why? Because the Mishnah Mesechtas Avos teaches us, Kol mi sheruach habriyos noicheh himenu, ruach hamakim noicheh himenu. Somebody who people are pleased with, they find favor in his eyes, or he finds favor in their eyes, then ruach hamakim noicheh himenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be pleased with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to share his chachma with this person that ruach hamakim noicheh himenu. And in the Mishnah of Kol Mi Sheruach HaBriyos Noicheh Himenu, Ruach HaMakim Noicheh Himenu, Rabbi Yonah says, Shatayra Miskaleses Al Yadai. The Torah becomes praised through him. Meaning, Rabbi Tzio Salman explains, when you see a person who's not a Ahov, the bigger a Ben Torah he is, the greater Chil Hashem he creates when he does things and acts in a way that he's not Ahov Al HaBriyos. And he quotes the famous Gemara in Yuma, V'ahavta Es Hashem Aleikecha, that the Shem Shamayim should be beloved, should come out looking special through him. Somebody who he learns Mikra and learns Mishnah, and he's Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, and he deals honestly, and he makes a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will people say about him? Ashrei Aviv Shalimdai Torah, praiseworthy is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalimdai Torah, praiseworthy is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. And the Sifri says, Ahaveyu Alabriyos Kavram Havicha. And obviously, Rabbi Tzio says, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashpia Torah to somebody who the Torah is Misahiv Al Yadai. If we say that a person who acts Masoy Matane Be'emunah and he's Oyster Nechas Ruach LeYetzroi, and people are going to say, Ashrei Ovi Shalimdai Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to give more and more Torah to this person, because the Torah itself becomes Mis'ahiv and Mis'gadil through this person. And the Maral that we mentioned previously says one more point. Gam b'shvil shetzarech shiyiyah toich haklal. It's very important that a person has to be part of a klal. Uvezeh shehu ahuv hu toich haklal. K'moshin is boyer. Someone who's beloved, that makes him toich haklal. K'moshin is boyer, Matthew says that the Maral in other places says that a yachid is not roy for Torah, to the maila, to the great madrega of Torah. Hashem Yisbarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia Torah for klal Yisrael, b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. Someone who's a chelik of the klal and is connected to the klal, his Torah gets the koyach of the klal, and through that he's zeiche to a greater hasaga in Torah. And we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon, when we started off the series, Eishes Chayil refers to the Memches Devarim Shatera Niknes Bahem. Chayil is Memches. The Vilna Gaon says, Rabbis Banos Asu Chayil. We need the Riboy of Klal Yisrael joining together. And through that, they could all be Zeiche to the Memches Devarim Shatera Niknes Bahem. And that way, they could get the tremendous Mailah and reach great heights in Torah learning. And I'd end off with the Medrash Shmuel who says, Ahov, ki bihi yoysay ahov mikol habriyos, kulam yirtzu lulmoid ba'ahavasam oysay. Someone who's beloved to his people, to his friends, to his neighbors, everybody's going to want to learn from him. They're going to want to learn Torah from him. So it's pashit that someone who's an ahov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the briyos, Torah will definitely grow through his teaching, and he himself will be zeicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mashpia on him, Chachma of Torah. Have a wonderful day.